Hey, what it do, sports world, and welcome to the Winner's Circle with Ray Diggs. I got a great segment for you all. I want to talk about the NFC divisional playoff round. As you all know, this is the weekend where the divisional playoff round between the eight teams to go to the NFC and the AFC championship game. We got on one side, we got the Jacksonville Jaguars and the Kansas City Chiefs. We got the New York Giants, Philadelphia Eagles. We have the Dallas Cowboys, San Francisco 49ers, and we got the Cincinnati Bengals versus the Buffalo Bills. Now, I'm about to give you all my prediction for this game right here, and I expect for these three teams, these four teams, to get to the AFC-NFC championship game. First, I'm going to start off with the Jacksonville Jaguars at the Kansas City Chiefs. These two teams right here played earlier this season. Jacksonville lost the game. Kansas City won it easily. I expect for this game right here to be a little closer early. But in the late parts of this game, I expect Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid to figure it out, and I expect for them to win this game easily. Like I said, these two teams right here played earlier, and it wasn't really that close. But I expect for the Kansas City Chiefs to get it done. It's going to be cold out there. We know Jacksonville is a Florida team, and I just don't think that they got what it takes to come and win this game because they are a year ahead of time. Maybe next season, this team right here will be a more prepared to face against the Kansas City Chiefs, but not this season right here. And then the last game, they were down 27 points, and they came back to win the game, which surprised me. But these two teams right here, I expect for Kansas City to get the job done. Patrick Mahomes, Andy Reid, I expect for them to get to the AFC Championship game yet again. So I expect for the Kansas City Chiefs to win. Now let's go to the New York Giants and Philadelphia Eagles. This is a division rivalry game between these two teams. As you all know, these two teams faced off maybe 3 weeks ago, in which the Philadelphia Eagles won the game to get the number one seed. The last time the New York Giants played against a team in a season finale and lost the game, it was 2007 when they played against the undefeated New England Patriots. If you all remember, Tom Brady threw a bomb to Randy Moss to win the game, in which they finished 16-0. Now, these two teams faced off again in the 2007 Super Bowl, with the Giants winning that game against Tom Brady and the Patriots. So I expect for this game right here to be something similar to that. But I got to go with Philadelphia when it comes down to it. I think Philadelphia have a better quarterback. I think they have a better line. I think they have a better offensive line, defensive line. And I think that they're just a better team all around. But if Philadelphia want to win this game, they're going to stop Daniel Jones' legs. Because if they allow Daniel Jones to run, it's going to be a long day for that defense. And they're going to keep those big defensive linemen on the field. And they can get really, really tired. And they can get really, really interesting. So I expect for the Philadelphia Eagles to make life hard for Daniel Jones. And even though, man, like I said, I got to give it up to Brian Daboll, man. This dude has had a hell of a season. And he's my coach of the year. He turned his team around, and he's my coach of the year. I got to go with him, even though the Philadelphia Eagles coach has done a hell of a job. But I got to go with him, even though Kyle Shanahan has done a hell of a job. But I got to go with the New York Giants, Brian Daboll, to win that. But in this game, I'm going with Philadelphia. I think Jalen Hurts is going to make the right throws late in the game. I think he's going to get the ball to his skilled players, his wide receivers. And I think somehow, some way, he's going to figure out a way how to win this game. And I'm going with the Philadelphia Eagles. We have the Cincinnati Bengals and Buffalo Bills. This is my game of the week. The Winner's Circle game of the week, Cincinnati Buffalo. As you all know, these two teams, they faced off 3 weeks ago in a game in which it was very emotional. Damar Hamlin almost dying on the field. The game had to be canceled, postponed. And then that's how Kansas City got the number one seed and got the bye week. But if you all remember, the Cincinnati Bengals was up in that game, 7-3, and they was driving late in the first quarter. I don't know what would have happened in that game, but I know that the Buffalo Bills wasn't looking good, and I know the Cincinnati pretty much had their foot on their neck, and they pretty much wanted to put a stranglehold on that game. But like I said, it was still three quarters to go. We don't know who would have won this game, but now it's the time. These two teams finally face off again, and this right here is going to be. Cincinnati has lost three of their best offensive linemen the last 3 weeks. I think that the Buffalo Bills can make it really hard on Joe Burrow, even though I hate going against Joe Burrow when it comes down to it, because he's the young Tom Brady, I feel. He's fearless. He goes into Kansas City. He don't show no fear. He goes into Buffalo. He shows no fear when he's going against Patrick Mahomes and Josh Allen. But I think this right is going to be different. I think DeMar Hamlin will be at the game. If I'm Sean McDermott, I allow him to come, and I allow him to talk to the team and get these guys hyped up. I think it'll be an emotional time. I think they're going to go out there with a chip on their shoulder. And I expect for Buffalo, I expect for Josh Allen to make plays with his legs as well as his arm. And I think that would be the difference maker in this game. And I'm picking the Buffalo Bills to defeat the Cincinnati Bengals in a very, very close game in the AFC and get to the AFC Championship. And the last game, the finale, we have the Dallas Cowboys against the San Francisco 49ers. When you look at these two teams right here, they are very similar. They are very similar when you look at them. You look at the Dallas Cowboys, their quarterback, Dak Prescott. I think he's better than Purdy. I expect for him to, you know, but at the end of the day, Purdy has, you know, in his short, you know, stint, he's played a hell of a 6 games. He's 6-0. This team is coming in riding an 11-game winning streak. Which is the San Francisco 49ers. This team right here is loaded. They're ready. I think that I'm gonna go all the way down. Quarterback, I'm gonna give it to Dak Prescott. Running back, I gotta give it to Christian McCaffrey. I gotta give it to San Francisco. When you look at the skilled players and you look at the tight ends, you gotta go with the San Francisco 49ers. They got one of the best tight ends in the league. When you look at the wide receiver position, Dallas got CeeDee Lamb, but I'm gonna go with Deebo Samuels and Ayaye and Ray Ray McCloud and the rest of it. They got some weapons on the offensive side of the ball. You just got to get the ball into their hands. If you get the ball into their hands, they're going to make it really uncomfortable for this Dallas Cowboys secondary. When you look at the offensive line, Dallas got a hell of an offensive line, but I got to go with one of the best offensive linemen in the NFL, which is Williams, the left tackle for the San Francisco 49ers. You know, the San Francisco 49ers have a hell of an offensive line. Dallas as well, you know, so they pretty much even. Defensive line, I got to go with the 49ers. Nick Bosa and Eric Armstead, they're going to cause hell. Even though the Dallas Cowboys have Michael Parsons, they have DeMarcus Lawrence. But like I said, even before last week, Michael Parsons only had one sack in the last 6 games. So this is the time where, you know, where he's on Twitter saying that this is the time where you make a name for yourself. Well, hey, you need to show us. You know, we're tired of hearing you talk. Show us what you can do. Show us that you can dominate a playoff game against a team like the San Francisco 49ers, and then we'll put you up there as one of the top defensive ends or the top defensive players in the NFL. Because I feel like Nick Bosa can pretty much ruin this game for the Dallas Cowboys if they don't block him right. I think he can really much ruin this game. Fred Warner, one of the best middle linebacker in the NFL. Then when you look at secondaries, I'm going to go with the Dallas Cowboys because they got Trayvon Diggs. But San Francisco also got Jimmy Ward. So these two teams right here are evenly matched. And then when you look at the kickers, you got to go with the San Francisco 49ers and their kicker because Brad Miner, he pretty much missed 4 field goals, extra points last week. But the thing is going to come down to, I got a feeling it's going to come down to, is the head coaches. When you look at Mike McCarthy, will he be able to make the right adjustments when the game get out of hand or get knit to the nitty gritty, when the rubber meets the road? I think that Kyle Shanahan, I'm putting my money on Kyle Shanahan. I think that he's going to make the right adjustments. He's going to make the right adjustments to get the San Francisco 49ers where they need to be. And I think that is the edge that I'm going to give the San Francisco 49ers and how I think they're going to win this game. I expect for them to win this game between 7 to 10 points. That's just my opinion. But these two teams right here are very, very evenly matched. And I'm going to go with the San Francisco 49ers to win this game. And I expect for them to get to the NFC Championship game. So that is my picks. Those are my 4 picks. I'm going with the Kansas City Chiefs, the Philadelphia Eagles, the San Francisco 49ers, and the Buffalo Bills. Basically, I'm going with all the home teams. All right. But I didn't look at it like that. I just look at it as being the 4 better teams that I think. With that being said, I expect for the Jacksonville Jaguars to put up a fight. I expect for the Giants to put up a fight. The Cowboys to put up a fight. And I expect for the Bengals to put up a fight. This is just my prediction. Hell, this right here might go the other way. All 4 of these teams I pick might lose. But guess what? These are my picks. These are Ray Diggs, the winner circle with Ray Diggs picks. So guess what? These are my 4 teams I think is going to get to the NFC AFC Championship game. I expect for Kansas City to meet against Buffalo, which we was expecting this right here early in the season. The beginning of the season, we expected Buffalo and Kansas City to meet because it was a shootout last season and it ended with a sour taste in our mouth, which the NFL had to go and change the rules because they want to see these two teams face off again. But this time, if these two teams face off, it'll be in Atlanta. It'll be in the Dome. So I expect for these two teams to get to the Dome. I expect for these two teams to win. So I'm going with those two teams in the AFC. And in the NFC, I just think the Philadelphia Eagles, they've been on a collision course all season with the San Francisco 49ers. And I think that these two teams will meet in the NFC Championship game for a chance to go to the Super Bowl. And I think that this right here is my 14. Hey, thank you all again for listening to another great segment of the Winner's Circle with Ray Diaz. Hey, peace, and have a blessed night. Peace.